girls' empowerment has been a lifelong passion of mine. Wherever I've been, I've sought to use whatever position, opportunities I have to push those frontiers back a little further. And so when I found myself in the ministry, I looked at what we could do to narrow the gender digital divide. And there is a digital divide, which has the face of a woman. There are fewer women in this technology space than men. But in all my conversations, the one thing that was glaring is that there's nothing you can't do if you put your mind to it. So if given the opportunity, the girl child can also compete quite favorably with her male counterparts. And so we said, why not? And then we chanced upon this MeGeek competition that Rwanda had started. And we wanted to emulate it here. So in 2019, Honorable George Anda was my deputy then. So he actually led the planning and the preparation for Ms. Geek. We got in touch with them in Rwanda. They sent people here to help us. And we put out the notice that girls aged between 13 to 21 who had any idea using technology to solve contemporary challenges around us should put it in, try. Their hands at it, nothing ventured, nothing gained. And we were surprised at the interest that was shown. Long story short, they were shortlisted, and I think 15 of them were taking through a master class. Tech experts, the Ghana Digital Centers Limited team, worked with them to fine-tune their ideas. And the ideas ranged from solutions in commerce, in health, in environment, and in digital financial services, mobile money. And they fine-tuned their applications, were taught how to pitch to judges and all of that. We had judges, local and international, who listened to their pitches and shortlisted them to three. And finally, Selassie Kumiduonu, Domi Kuonu, emerged the winner with a very innovative solution to help reduce mobile money fraud.
Wow.
And to help empower people, the illiterate, non-literate, physically challenged, are aged, to stop depending on third parties to either deposit or
transact on Momo for them.
And we know that many of our elderly folk, visually impaired, even hearing impaired, and non-literate folks would say, oh, koyi misikei emami, koyi 10 cedis, mami, go take 10 cedis from my mobile money account for me. And they end up getting robbed. When they receive alerts to, they can't read it, and so they don't even know what has happened. But the only thing they realize is that their balance keeps dropping and nothing happens. And it fuels a lot of conflict. And so she presented a solution that will enable anyone to engage themselves using mobile money. And that won the competition, was adjudged the winning presentation, the winning solution. And the idea was to present her for Miss Geek Africa, because by then Smart Africa Alliance, which holds the Transform Africa Summit annually, had adopted Miss Geek as one of their programs to empower the girl child in the area of technology and see what kind of innovative ideas we can unearth if we give them a chance to also throw their hat in the ring. But COVID hit, and so the Transform Africa Summit was postponed till last year, when we met in Zimbabwe. We met in Zimbabwe.
Selassie is here. She'll tell you about her experience. It was a very exciting contest. We presented her as Ghana's nominee, mm-hmm. and her solution as our entry in the competition. And there were entries from all the Transform Africa, Smart Africa Alliance countries, so over 20 or 30 entries. Very, very innovative solutions for mining, environment, farming, healthcare, across the spectrum. And her solution, which won in Ghana, was also adjudged the winning solution, because all countries have the same challenges, mm-hmm. and this can solve the problem for her. And thankfully, one of our own companies, who's a member of the Smart Africa Alliance, the Smart Africa Alliance has both corporate and in states as members. And Ascend Digital is a member of Smart Africa Alliance. So is MTN, so is Huawei, and other companies. Ascend Digital pledged to support her to get her idea to market. Mm-hmm. And so we're still working on that. But we want to ensure that she also owns the intellectual property to her idea. It's her idea. So no matter who develops it and takes it to market, she has to own the intellectual property to it. Mobile Money was developed by two Kenyans who worked with Safaricom. Mm-hmm. They never were able to benefit from it because the company helped them to develop it and is deriving the benefits from it. Mm-hmm. We want her to have the intellectual property rights to this idea as well. However, we need to work quickly because this is a solution that several experts are also looking at resolving. But the sooner you get your idea to market, you will get the benefit of that technology. And so who knows, from Ghana to the rest of Africa and the world.
About time.